Hello and welcome back to Box Office Breakdown. We're here to talk about all of your movie numbers and, of course, the big hitter of this weekend, Batman vs. Superman. So get ready.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Box Office Breakdown.
I really don't know what to do in that unmuted section that we have now. So we have a new intro, but thank you all for coming back. I'm your host, Sarah Stratton, and we have lots of people and, I guess, animals in the room today. Let's go around in a circle. Ace, welcome back.
Yeah, thank you for having me back.
Deadpool, we're just going to keep pulling you in for all these.
Yeah, any comic book things you guys need, I'm here.
Great, because I'm behind. Almost everyone in this room has seen this movie, except for me. We also have JT.
Yeah, I did see it. I saw it twice this past week, and I got a lot to say. Me and Ace had a lot to say.
I did.
So we're going to get into it.
Hi, I'm Bob Finstock.
You're Bob Finstock?
Yeah.
Is that your name?
That was like an AA meeting. Hi, I'm Bob Finstock.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob. The sexiness level in this this little corridor today is
It's mostly
the
on the couch because
this is unbelievable stuff.
My other half has come in. Miss Roxy Stryer.
You guys are outdoing yourselves.
I hope you guys like my chihuahua.
She brought a chihuahua. She's here partially because she's wonderful, partially because I have not seen Batman vs. Superman, and she is far more of an expert on the subject than I am. Also viewed it. So you guys can have your discussion about this movie that I have yet to see.
Spoiler free.
You can also either convince me to see it or not to see it. I appreciate all recommendations.
I am.
A hot Dr. Evil, yeah.
Dr. Evil had a cat.
This looks like a little cat.
And was a guy.
Yeah, and it was a guy.
I said she's a hot Dr. Evil.
Thank you so much.
Hot female Dr. Evil with a chihuahua.
Miss Evil?
Yeah.
No, there's no change in doctor. Women can be doctor.
Wait, so you guys, I do want to hear about this movie. Batman v Superman is going to dominate our show today.
Just like it dominated the box office.
Because it's taken over everything. However, despite its growing numbers, mixed reviews, so I kind of want to hear where you all stand.
Yeah.
Convince me to see this movie or not to. I want to know.
We were all under the predictions. And I think
I won.
But you had like 180 or whatever, right?
You know what?
I told her to guess 170. Did you do it?
I guessed 178.
Yeah, when did you tell her?
I think I guessed 178.
Like months and months ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Would I have 180 or 185?
I think I had
178.
Yeah. I had 192.
Ish. Yeah.
Juan Shemp of Collider, he had it at 200, but then he took back. And
after he saw it.
Yeah. And that's big. That's huge.
Yeah. I had it at 185. I think that's where you probably saw it for me.
No.
No?
Yeah, probably.
I probably saw mine from Roxy.
That's okay. You're allowed.
Yeah.
You know.
The thing is,
inside scoop.
You know, we're not going to talk spoilers on this show about the movie. We don't really need to get into the plot so much to talk about the box office.
What plot?
Did you see the movie?
I heard it didn't have a plot,
it had too much plot. If you're going to go anywhere, I would go that way. Mm-hmm. For me, I don't think anyone expected this not to make over $150 million. Mm. I think we all knew this was going to make huge bank on that first weekend. It's Batman v Superman. Everyone's going to go see it. The real test is in the next couple weeks. Because will these reviews affect it? It's not going to affect it so much the first weekend, but the week after that and after that, because these movies need to make good money for the next few weeks. Now, it's got no competition coming up.
No, there's nothing coming out. There's literally nothing coming out this week.
We're going to have a whole section that lasts about 2 minutes.
The movies that are coming out are so small. But at the same time, because the reviews were great for this thing, it would just, I was like, this thing's a runaway train. If they were really good, I would say this thing's going to be a runaway train for the next 2 months.
I agree.
Similar to what Star Wars did. But with all these mixed, I think it's at 29%. I'm fascinated to see what this next weekend's going to be. It's going to have a big drop-off. Because anytime you open that big, you have a big drop-off.
If this was
how big of a drop-off?
Here's the thing, I think, why I didn't make the 200. If it was 80% on Rotten Tomatoes, then I would have saw it. And I think a lot of people like me add up to that 20 million or whatever case may be. They're like, I'll give it a week or two here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I really make no mistake, though, there's only one Bob Finstock.
That's fair, but I also think that you have to take Man of Steel, which I believe made 112 its opening weekend,
sure did,
and look at this as something that is a success, despite having horrible, horrible reviews and having below a 30 on Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah. So I think that doing this kind of numbers says a lot to true comic book fans that went out and saw it no matter what.
Sure, of course.
According to early reports, it needs to make Warner Brothers needs it to make it close to $1 billion. That's what they wanted to make for it to be considered like very successful because they put $250 million into production and they've been working on this thing for 2 years. I think you're close to $500 million just for like production PR. And I mean, have you gone anywhere in the last few months and not seen something Superman related?
It's all over the place.
It's been everywhere.
Yep.
So I think like listen, the good news is worldwide this thing made 490 something million.
Mm-hmm.
So they're already I think at where they need to be to get close to getting their money back. But you don't make movies just to break even.
No.
The next few it needs to make another $500 million to feel like a blockbuster hit for them.
It's true, true.
But at the same time, 3 weeks from shooting Justice League, they're moving forward. And this weekend is a huge... Imagine this thing did like $300 million. It would be a disaster.
I would like to know, what is the best thing that has come out of this movie? Like, Batman vs. Superman.
Are you talking about, like, as far as, like, in the movie?
Well, because I'm seeing all this press about, like, Wonder Woman it's and Batman. What's going next. It's this Batman. Version of Batman.
It's because... Affleck is one of the, I think to me he's up there so I need more evidence but he's the best in the suit and out of the suit that we've seen now
since Michael Keaton
exactly here's the thing because I like Bale he was great in the Dark Knight movies but there are times where I didn't like him in the suit and there's times where I didn't like him out of the suit Michael Keaton out of the suit was really good but he was stuck in a Tim Burton movie it was a Tim Burton feel this is the first time we've gotten a Batman who out of the suit I'm like that's Bruce Wayne and in the suit I'm like that's Batman. Now, okay. I'm not going to go ahead and say he's the best ever, only because he shared a lot of screen time with a bunch of other people in this movie.
Yeah.
We need to see him. We need a solo Batman movie, and I guarantee you everyone's clamoring for it right now. Because when you watch that movie, you're like, let me just see a solo Batman movie.
How?
And let me see another Superman solo movie. Because Superman, he has his own movie. I get that. But he was given a little bit of the shaft in
you
this
are
movie.
Making... I don't know if Ace is shaking.
Are you agreeing or disagreeing with what I'm saying?
He's grimacing. Ace is shaking his head.
Yeah, talk to me, Ace.
I'm a very responsive guy. No, for me, I agree. Like I told you in my review, Henry Cavill for me was a great Superman.
Yeah.
I thought every scene he was in, he was great. Mm-hmm. But I agree with what you're saying. He got such... He was like in very little scenes in Man of Steel, and now again in Batman v Superman, you're like, where was Superman? That was he barely did anything again. I felt like you have the biggest superhero of all time, who is Superman, and you still haven't given him enough to do.
Well, it's funny because at the end of Man of Steel, one thing I love about the very last scene of Man of Steel is we saw Clark Kent be born. He becomes Clark Kent the very last few scenes of that movie. So in my head, I'm like, good, I'm ready to see Clark Kent in Batman. I want to see that, you know, opposite sides of the coin. And this one, there's maybe 2-3 scenes of Clark Kent.
Yeah.
And there's only one scene of Clark and Bruce actually interacting when they're not Batman and Superman.
Well, what made the
That's
old...
not a spoiler, I'm just letting you know.
Well, what made the old Superman movie so good? It was a lot of Clark Kent.
Well, Christopher Reeve just played so... roles differently, and you honestly felt like there were two different people.
This was very smart of them. He is by far and away the weakest of the three of them. Henry Cavill is. I don't love his portrayal of Superman. I think he's a stronger Clark Kent than he is Superman.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that they see that, and they probably left some things on the cutting room floor based on that. We'll see what happens when the 30-minute extended director's cut R-rated comes out. But I think that Ben Affleck murdered it.
Yeah.
He was incredible. Gal Gadot, amazing.
Now,
love her.
That, I feel,
she's really cute.
I want to mention that a little bit. I think Gal Gadot in the fight scene, yeah, I got to see Wonder Woman kicking ass.
But which what, was amazing.
But outside of that, her as Princess
Diana,
what did she do? Princess Diana.
Princess Diana.
Oh my God, that would have been amazing.
That was crazy when she came out as Princess Diana. I was like, what's happening? Like,
Princess Diana is an Amazon warrior princess. I'm just saying, yeah, Princess
Diana Prince.
When she came out, like, what does she do in that movie besides a few little lines back and forth with Bruce Wayne? And she sees stuff on the TV and she sees stuff on the airplane.
Just the looks that she gives him, just when you see on her face, she knows what's
up. I
agree.
Yeah.
I think she does a brilliant job.
I like that too, but it's not enough for me to say it's a great performance.
See, but a lot of people really underestimate, I mean, when acting is more, I mean, obviously lines are important,
yeah,
but Leonardo DiCaprio just won an Oscar and he maybe had like 5 lines in that movie.
Mm-hmm. Acting is reacting.
Okay. But I'm saying like,
come on,
I feel like
are you comparing her role to Leonardo DiCaprio?
No. What I'm saying is that what she did in the action scenes, proving herself in the action scenes. Hold, a lot of people can't sell action scenes, man, and showing that she can, and showing what she, the little that she had to do, every scene she was in, she killed it.
Here's the thing: I already knew she could do that beforehand because she did it in the Fast Furious movie. She's born; she was in the army at one point. I was not worried about her holding her own in the action scenes. They got choreography for that. They got stunt and special effects.
I'm not saying,
I'm talking about the actual character.
I'm saying, I'm not just saying action. I'm saying action paired with every other scene she was in. She delivered in every scene she was
I'm
in.
Saying the that little most she of all, was in.
The acting
I'm
range is like this much that she had.
Most
to express,
of what you guys are saying is making me a little confused about how much screen time each of these characters
she
are getting.
She has very little.
And it sounds like a lot to handle between you have. It sounds like, I haven't seen this movie, but it sounds like you have every character kind of having a dual personality and trying to fit in plot lines for
it's
all
a
of
lot,
their superheroes.
It's a lot.
And all of
but
their
in your
guys'
opinion, I mean, does the 29... percent on Rotten Tomatoes, like
no, it's so not deserved. It is so messed up that it has a 29.
Yeah, but why do you think it's that? Because it's convoluted plot.
No, I think that it's a bunch of critics who aren't comic book fans going to see a movie and not understanding that they actually did a pretty good job with this film. I think that, going back to Sarah's question, what's the best takeaway? I think this does a really good job setting up the rest of the slate. Was it my favorite movie? No, but did I leave wanting to see Wonder Woman, wanting to see Justice League 1 and 2, wanting to see the, there was a little snippets of the other movies, I'll just say. Did I want to see all those? Absolutely I did. So walking away from this, the fact that it did that for me shows that it doesn't deserve a 29%, and they did do a good enough job that the audience score is way more accurate.
But realistically, what would you want to see? What would you vote
in? If it was me, like, if I saw that movie and then I went home after like 2 days and I looked at Rotten Tomatoes, if I saw like a 68%, I would be like, okay, I can understand that. If it was got close to a 50, I could, again, I could almost understand that. But to get down to 29 to 30, that is a little,
it sounds a little
overblown.
Crazy.
Last week with
but
Jack
if people
Snyder.
Are saying that they're coming out with appreciating the actors, appreciating the characters, wanting to see more, then guess what? The movie did what it's supposed to do, and it did what it's supposed to do in the numbers. So, Rox, thanks for joining. I don't know if you had to skedaddle, even though I know this.
I'm going to steal the chihuahua.
There's ham out. Out there.
But thanks for having me, guys. Thank you for,
thanks for coming
talking
out, Roxy.
With us.
So, we appreciate it, Roxy. Thanks for bringing the sexy
her voice.
Here.
I needed her voice to help me because I'm behind in my movie watching. Although, I did watch Divergent Elite, whatever that movie was.
Why?
Did you go see that?
Why did you go see that?
The one movie I saw this past week
did you,
was
Roxy coax
Allegiant.
You to see that?
I saw it by myself, basically in a theater, by myself.
How come I told you to call you when you go to see movies? Are you afraid to hang around me in a movie theater?
No. Every time I invite, Ace is the only one who's ever showed up when I invite him, except for Roxy.
Work
Roxy's
anymore.
Obviously.
I'm retired.
I'm talking about all on the panel.
I'm retired now. I'm available during the day.
Okay.
All right. We can go lay out on the beach, and then we can go watch a movie and stuff like that.
Watch a movie at the beach.
If you can arrange to watch a movie at the beach, I'm in.
I can
100%.
Figure that one out. Seeing you on the beach, I can arrange anything.
Number 5 did go to the Divergent series, Allegiant.
Big
Lionsgate.
Drop off.
Yeah, I was going to say, you might have to say huge. The only one that dropped off more was Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, but that was already pretty low. Divergent series dropped 67% in its second week, bringing only 9.5. So, it's a little bump. This is from a movie, remember, that it's part of a franchise. It's the lowest opening that franchise had. It was even lower than the low expectations. And now it's coming in at 9.5.
And there's one more to go.
One more to go. Here's what I have to say about this. I feel like this is a good example of why Rotten Tomatoes is so powerful.
It is.
If it's at 11% last I checked on Rotten Tomatoes, which is awful.
Yep.
If this was much, much higher, it would definitely... be much more higher.
It's really true. I think people that are not connected with the industry think Rotten Tomatoes is junk. It's not.
No.
But people really listen to this site, and anybody who doesn't think they listen to it is crazy.
I hear what you're both saying, but there's literally an article released this morning of Variety saying, do critics really matter? Because even though Batman v Superman had 29%, it made over $170 million.
That's true, but it should have been 200.
But this is the thing. We've talked about this. Yes, these reviews do matter, but there's a limit to what they matter to. And it's on the extremes. There are movies that are so big that are immune, even if you say it's horrible.
Sure.
There's
Transformers.
Also movies
Absolutely.
That are in five theaters that we could say on and on are the most fantastic thing in the world.
Of course.
And guess what? They're not going to get bigger numbers because of how fantastic they are. There's extremes in this.
It's a catch 22. You're 100% right.
Yeah.
I feel like another thing is what Roxy said is 100% true. And I told you before. Yeah, what Roxy said before was 100% true. Where was she was?
She's disappeared.
But what she... Dog eater. If you're not... I feel like a lot of the critics aren't DC fans. If you're a DC fan and you watch this movie, I think you will like most of it, the majority of it. If you're a critic and you don't know what's going on, I told you, if you don't know the comics, this movie's freaking weird.
Yeah,
this movie's weird.
It's so interesting. Like, Scott, I was talking to Scott Mance this weekend, and he's a big DC fan.
He's the best.
He did like the movie at all.
Yeah.
So it's weird how I've heard both ends. That's why this movie's so fascinating to me, because I've heard almost every version of critique.
I've learned what my job is for the day, to tear back to our show. I listed off one movie that wasn't Batman versus Superman, within 15 seconds.
Well, I got one question.
You were back on Batman versus Superman.
I want to see what you guys think. Do you think that Batman and Superman is going to gross more than Deadpool domestically? I'm going to go ahead and say no.
Ooh. I'm going to say...
Because Deadpool is a really good movie.
What's Deadpool at? 360 or something like that?
350. It's at 350.
Just judging by this, you know, you got to look at Batman and Superman with the negative reviews. It's going to be at 80 next week or 90.
I don't think it's going to do as much.
I don't think so either.
I agree.
I don't think it's going to do it.
I think it's going to be close.
I think it could be close.
Yeah. Well, Deadpool's still rocking. That's $5 million. It's going to probably end up at like 370.
It's where those drop-offs are. I think, JT, you said that's going to be the most fascinating thing.
Yeah,
and it's
that's
like,
really
if we
about.
Do have a 55% drop-off, and then if the next week we have a 60, like, how consistent that's going to be. You're talking about Deadpool, which came in at number 7. It's still dropping 37.6%.
Trying to remember, what did Deadpool open at? Was it like
150? It was 135.
Was it 135?
Wow,
or 133.
Let me pull up Deadpool's information real quick.
Running time is an issue as well.
Yeah, that's the thing. Deadpool is like a good hour 45
just
minutes.
To reference, Deadpool opened February 12th, so Valentine's Day weekend, brought in 152. It dropped 57. It dropped down 57% the next week to 56, then dropped to the 3-day, 132. The point is, we're dropping 57%, 44, 46, 34, 28, 37. Like, that's not... Like, if you get anything higher, if you're getting things in the 60% drop-off range...
Let me say, this is what... It's interesting when I'm thinking about this, because Deadpool, I think the reason why it made as much as it has, not only because it was such a fun movie, and it got such good reviews, so it found a new audience every other week, because people were hearing word of mouth. Batman Superman might not get that as much, but I saw it twice in the week, not... Because I just need to understand it. I see Batman v Superman maybe have more repeat viewings than Deadpool, because DC fans are a little more hardcore, especially when you're launching the Justice League. Deadpool, maybe not so much.
I disagree, because I feel like Deadpool was such a crazy film that most people were like, have you seen Deadpool yet? Let's go see Deadpool.
That's what happened, This one is not going to get that.
But it got viewers from different areas.
The other thing that could benefit Batman vs. Superman is what's also up ahead for the next 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
Which is nothing.
Like, you have, like, I can just read them off from Box of Murder. April 1st, you got God's Not Dead 2, Meet the Blacks, Miles Ahead, The Boss is coming out April 8th, Hardcore Henry, Demolition, Barbershop, The Next Cut, I'm just going down this list, Criminal, The Jungle Book, Green Room, Elvis vs. Nixon,
Jungle Book would knock it off.
The Huntsman's War. But the Jungle Book could be either a total flop or do really well. Yeah. You don't know what the...
60.
Same with Huntsman, Winter's War, like, who knows how that one's going to do, hit or miss. Holly Grimm for the King, like, that's a lot of stuff. I don't look at that list and say you have a guaranteed movie that people are going to love that's going to take away repeat viewership. Like,
I think Jungle Book is going to be a pretty big hit when it comes out, mainly because every parent's going to want to see it because they grew up on it, and kids, it's Disney. They're eating up these remakes, these live-action remakes.
I know, but this is a different live-action remake. You have the animals with their version of talking. I don't know if it's going to fly.
I think it's going to fly.
I feel like a lot of what you're saying, Sarah, is based on what you think.
I mean, obviously, that's all I ever say.
No, but I'm saying, like, I agree with you. I don't like what I'm seeing from the Jungle Book.
I just have a lot of Disney people, like friends who mm-hmm. love Disney. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard anyone be that excited about this remake.
No.
I've heard more people talk about the next remake of like Beauty and the Beast with Emma Watson, and like that's
it's a bigger you know property. But every time in the theater and that trailer comes out, people seem to be loving it.
Really?
Honestly, like people.
It's gonna get a lot of kids.
It's true. I am biased.
When I saw Zootopia,
I'm not thrilled about this trailer.
When I saw Zootopia and that Jungle Book trailer came out, kids started losing their minds.
Okay. Okay, I guess I haven't seen enough movies with kids, so
that's what I do.
I'll figure it out. Moving on, because we've only covered one of our top five movies.
Yeah, let's get through these.
So number four,
it's very small international. It's going to be more Batman.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Miracles from Heaven, bringing mm-hmm. in 9.5 as well. So same as like Divergent in its second week,
that's a
dropping
decent hold.
30. Yeah, dropping 35%.
Jesus week.
Yeah, and it'll probably do pretty well. So then we have the opening weekend for my big fat Greek Wedding. Mm. Bringing in $18 million.
I had it at 17. That's very good
that's
for
good.
A movie like this.
The budget,
very, very good.
The budget for the movie was $18 million.
Mm-hmm.
So they made their money back in one weekend.
Happy.
They're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the schmo said it was just absolutely horrendous.
Yeah, they said it was bad. No one I know saw this, but
It's not your demo. It's not
definitely not my demo.
I kind of don't want to know anybody who saw this, actually.
Yeah.
To be honest.
We just go shout down the street. Anyone seen this movie?
Yeah, didn't see this movie. You're a loser.
Okay.
What?
Number two does go to Zootopia.
It did well.
Fourth week. Yeah, dropped now down to the second spot. Mm-hmm. 23.
Tell me you've seen this one.
No, she saw Zootopia.
I have been working 18-hour days.
That's right.
I'm tired. Okay.
You don't
no.
look it.
Let me tell you something really just
fresh as a driven snow.
Fresh as a driven snow.
I feel like that's bad.
No.
Driven snow?
No, driven snow, yeah.
Freshly...
No, I've fallen snow.
No, freshly driven snow.
Okay.
What does that mean?
It's just... It's cute.
I don't know what that
you
means.
Say when I hear freshly driven snow, I'm thinking of like the snow plow that goes through and picks up all the dirt.
You're wrong. You're wrong.
Okay. I think I'm right. I'm pretty sure.
Trust me, it's
fallen
hot.
Snow.
First of all, let me just say Zootopia.
Pure as the driven snow.
Okay, got it. Zootopia made $23 million, which I think is actually really good for this weekend. I think it's going to keep doing good because guys. This Batman v Superman movie is not for kids.
Nope.
I every parent I've heard that has seen this movie said, I went to go see it thinking maybe I could bring my kids to see it. And a lot of people told me, I ain't bring my kids to see this movie.
Were there any kids in your theater?
Very few.
Well, does that hurt the money? That hurts the money as well, obviously.
I went to a fan screening at like midnight or no, 10 o'clock. And then the second time I saw it was like 9:30 at night. And it was all adults.
There was a few kids in my screening. That is true to a point. But again, I told you, again, if I was a kid, I'd love this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think they want to go,
but parents aren't even letting them get in.
I don't know, man. I feel like Batman, those names, Batman, Superman, at least for the few.
But
it's going to die down.
It's campy. I mean, look, when 89, when the regular Batman came out, it looked like a fun theatrical show.
Sure.
This is a dark movie.
Yeah.
I think kids might be, you know, the parents are like, I don't know about this. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, I'm just saying, a lot of people I work with, like, they're telling me, like, I'm not going to take my kids this movie. There's a scene where, like, some jump scares in this movie where it's, like, scary shit goes down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the movie, just the tone is dark as hell.
Here's what I'm saying.
It doesn't look like a kid's movie to me.
It doesn't. But if kids went to see Deadpool, I'm pretty sure kids might see
this. Oh, yeah. If you got cool parents and Deadpool, you're fine.
Well, Deadpool looks campier and looks it's like bad. A kind of a fun movie.
Yeah.
This is very, I mean, yes.
But there's a lot of
sexual.
Well, that's what the trailer is.
Sexual stuff.
Hides that stuff, but if you're looking at Batman and Superman, it looks dark and kind of grimy. And I think people are like,
you always have like I don't know, but parents are always kind of like they have their guidelines.
Yeah.
Like for my parents, I was allowed to see violent movies.
Yeah,
I wasn't allowed to see like R-rated like serial killer as much, and I wasn't allowed to see like. Intense like nudity, but like violence for some reason was fine.
It's the same with my parents. Yeah. I could see all the violence I wanted, but I can't see any sex scenes.
I think
interesting.
Going back to his list, Utopia is gonna do pretty well, I think, for the next few weeks because it's still the kids' movie out there.
Absolutely,
and there's really nothing else until Jungle Book.
It's alone, and then of course the number one spot, Batman v Superman: Dawn of Justice, $170 million.
We haven't had a chance to talk about this yet.
Bringing
so
in
yeah.
to It was in 4,000 theaters.
Yeah, dude.
And supposedly has a $250 million budget. Of course, we do know they put more towards it than that.
Of course.
What I heard from Warner, people at Warner, was they wanted $200 million off this.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It would. I mean, that would have been jumping for joy.
Yeah.
Crazy Town, USA. 170 is good. I don't think they're crying over it.
Does anyone feel like it's crazy how the low energy we have about saying 170?
I know, it's crazy.
Well, again, I want to take it back to the running time. Mm-hmm. This movie's 2.5 hours plus previews. You're looking at a 3-hour block every time somebody plays.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Deadpool is 1 hour 45 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and it made less than this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Deadpool's this is
done for 58
it's funny because I've heard a different argument. I think I was talking to Tiffany. Tiffany,
yeah, yeah. Tiffany
she,
Smith.
She was
friend of the show. Friend of the show. Not my friend. Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
But she was saying that they should have let Zack Snyder
release
do his
director's cut.
Director's cut. Yeah. His 3-hour version, and the critic reviews would have been much higher.
From what I hear from interviews, he's
and that would have helped.
He said in interviews like he's like dancing around subject, but from the interviews, you kind of get the feeling like. My cut's coming out on the Blu-ray.
Yeah, and it's
this
much better.
This is the studio's cut.
Yeah.
It comes to mind that we do talk about runtime, and if mm-hmm. things are longer, people don't sometimes have the time to see them.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, for a movie like this, mm-hmm. sometimes length doesn't hurt you as much, because movie tickets are $22 now. You're making a night
a
of
piece?
It. You go to these nice theaters where they've like
chicks pay for things. I don't know how much it is.
I mean,
I go to bathroom.
There are definitely theaters in LA where you get tickets for upwards of
$20.
And it's like, well, if you're paying that much and you're gonna pay another $20 mm-hmm. for food, might as well take the 4 hours in the theater.
Let's not forget this movie is
extravaganza.
This movie is opened bigger than all the Dark Knight films mm-hmm. on opening weekend. Dark Knight Rises is open.
Dark Knight did once.
A Dark Knight Rises did like 150 about.
Mm-hmm. What about Dark Knight?
Dark Knight was a little bit less.
No, I think the Dark Knight Rises did like 160.
Yeah, I don't know if
I think it was more.
I thought Dark Knight did 176 or something like that.
Okay,
no,
you guys keep on guessing.
Let's see. Right.
All right, the Dark Knight Rises, both of them opened in 4,000. Between the Dark Knight and the Dark Knight Rises, both of them opened in over 4,000 theaters. Dark Knight was 158 opening. Dark Knight Rises 160.
Yeah, so this thing blew both those out of the water by 10 million.
I don't know if it's blown out of the water.
I don't think it's blown out of the
water. Blown out of the water.
It
didn't blow out of water, but you got
another water, and you have a whole other superhero in it.
Those are sequels of very successful films. This is not really a sequel to Man of Steel. This is the beginning of Dawn of Justice.
But you have another superhero in it.
Oh, yeah,
have more. The biggest superheroes.
There's five superheroes
ever.
In this thing, isn't there?
Yeah, but you have the two.
It's never ending.
Yeah.
It's your reigning
superheroes. No, I agree. That's why I made more. Yeah. I'm just saying, it still made more than the Dark Knight movies, and I would never thought that.
Since we just keep going back to this subject over and over and over again, we are going to continue it with our international numbers. Yes, that's right. Batman vs. Superman racked up the fourth biggest global opening in history. Earning a massive $424.1 million after debuting in almost every major foreign country over the weekend. The superhero matchup launched to $254 million overseas from 66 markets. This includes China.
Middle Kingdom.
A big part because, like, for instance, movies like Deadpool didn't open in China.
Yeah.
You don't
mm-hmm.
have that. So this is, we talked about The Force Awakens.
Yeah, they're putting all their eggs in one basket here.
It helps to get these records if you really push it all at the same time.
That's disappointing in China. I thought it would be more than that. They love the bat.
In China, it grossed 57.3.
Yeah,
the
that's
best
not
debut
a lot.
Ever for
be
Warner.
More than that.
The best debut ever for Warner Brothers release. Although I feel like every time we talk about China, they're breaking some sort of record for themselves.
They're just doing everything.
They're the Babe Ruth of countries.
Yes.
They're the Babe Ruth of everything.
The enthusiastic response from foreign crowds is good news for the studio, which is counting on Batman vs. Superman to kick off a universe of movie sequels and spin-offs, obviously featuring DC comics and characters. It's been a couple of years, and they've really got a heavy slate coming up.
They need something because they suck right now. They're getting better.
Was this it? Was this what they needed?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they wanted more money than this, but this is fine. This is fine. They had a really bad year last year. Terrible.
I
minus like American Sniper. That was it.
I really really want them to do a stronger female comic movie.
They you should. Wonder
Woman. You mean like Wonder Woman?
Yeah, but I want to see it already.
Oh yeah.
I'm waiting.
Hey, Wonder Woman's going to have a bunch of strong female characters because like the whole cast, she comes from Amazonian women.
I know.
We need to go back. I'll tell you what. You know what you do? In the meantime, just watch the
Jessica
old
Jones?
One. No, the old Wonder Woman with Linda Carter.
Oh, Linda Carter.
What a body
oh,
she's yeah. got on
Hall
her.
Hall of Fame.
If you guys, if anybody who hasn't seen the old Wonder Woman, watch this. This lady, this woman is beautiful.
All right. So in China, the superhero epic pulled $20 million on Friday, an additional $22 million on Saturday, notching a new record for the studio's biggest launch in the territory.
It's funny. I think it's doing better than Star Wars. Star Wars did not do great in China. Like, for some reason, they just...
I can't remember off the top of my head.
It didn't do great. That's all I remember.
But China doesn't like real stuff.
No, they don't
Star
like
Wars is real.
No, they don't like space.
Yeah, they don't.
I don't think they like Star Wars that
much. We just like to throw these blankets over China. China, it's like we talk about China as if it's like one person. Mm-hmm. Like China doesn't like this. They do like this. They will do this.
Well,
like
buddy,
if we never talk about it.
My buddy Wang is the guy over there. He knows everything, and he's the one who tells. He's my inside guy.
But there's a lot of people. There's multiple opinions.
Yeah, but he's the only one.
We can't
one
talk
that
about it as like.
Yeah, but they work. They work together on everything over there. That's why they're so good.
Right.
So they're all kind of in the same mode.
Usually. They're coming for us.
Same mindset.
They're coming for us.
They're
coming.
Are they? No comment. Yeah. Are we going to talk more about China in your game?
We absolutely are.
Oh, great. Let's get to that then.
The best.
Break out the Rosetta Stone because it's time for the international title game.
Have you not seen this before?
It's my second time seeing it.
Okay. Yeah. Have you noticed how it changes? I'm sure this was some sort of Batman v Superman.
Yeah, that was them looking at the Rotten Tomatoes score and watching reviews of people hating on the movie, then going to see it and actually liking it.
I've just heard that, you know, the public can be vicious in both ways, where it's like, you praise it, you can get destroyed. You say bad things and you can get destroyed.
Just an example, as far as, like, the schmo crew.
Uh-huh.
Like, Christian liked it, didn't love it. Mm-hmm. Ellis didn't really like it, gave it a negative. Copster hated it. Scott Mans hated it.
Shemp.
We both liked it. John Schnepp liked it, then thought about it, and then didn't like it. it's all over the place.
I have a theory that John Schnepp is currently still disliking the movie.
Yeah, so
every
I'm
day
hoping,
it goes on.
I'm and Tiffany that, Smith liked it.
Yeah,
of course she did.
What did you mean by
DC?
That?
What did she gonna say? She's hated it?
No,
she got fired.
She told me real talk. She liked the movie.
Okay. Inside talk.
Okay.
I think we should start calling Ben Affleck Ben Batflack.
Batflack.
No. Backflack.
Oh, Batflack.
His back is huge. Like he's like 8%. His back is huge.
I thought you were gonna say he's back.
He meant his literal back. I was like, he's back.
He has a tattoo now too. He has a tattoo of a phoenix rising out of ashes.
You know, it was very interesting.
And by the way, guys, the list today, guy is Jeremy Irons.
Yeah.
He killed it. Is Alfred?
Yeah, he's the best.
He did great.
He's the best. But we're not doing that yet.
Oh wait, I'm sorry. I jumped forward.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to segue.
I was kind of like, JD, why are you saying this now?
The crazy part about it was, I don't know if I said it last week or not, but he found out he was going to be Batman midway through Gone Girl. And if you watch Gone Girl, towards the end of the movie and how they filmed it, he's jacked out of his mind. But in the beginning, he's like kind of skinny. Seems very interesting.
Interesting.
Fincher. I'm surprised he went with that. Anyway, that being said, we're going to go with China here, and we're going to go with Batman movies.
Oh, now, fantastic.
In China, they refer to Batman as Twink.
Twink.
Yeah, Twink.
Okay.
So, Batman Returns. Twink displayed their prowess.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Twink displayed their prowess.
Yeah.
Thank you for typing these out. Fantastic.
Batman and Robin. 4. Twink. Ice Devil.
What? I don't understand the twink.
I don't know what it means either. Listen, I know what it means here, but I don't know what it means there.
You said I don't even know what it means here.
You said it means Batman, though, right?
I actually don't think I know what it means.
Yeah, twink means Batman.
Okay. Yeah.
Then that's what it means.
It's the name they gave him.
Yeah.
What does it mean here?
It means like somebody who hangs around like Santa Monica Boulevard every once in a while, but he's real skinny and has no job.
I think that's the actual pronunciation. I think that's how they say Batman.
Yeah, twink.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. All right, now let me chime in.
You were never in God mode, just like
so patched out, so nobody can hear me.
Your eyes, you're
twink,
you're
at least in the geek world, means like characters that are jacked up.
There
like,
you go.
They're like super awesome characters.
Voila.
Also, if someone comes up to me in the gym and I'm working out, they're like, "What are you doing? Just getting twinked."
Yeah, but
and I'm like hitting.
I don't really mess with what he just
to counter that, if someone comes up to me, "Hey, you twink,"
yeah,
you'd be like, "Hey, man."
Yeah, I'd be like, "Thank you. I've been working out."
Well, like I said, if you're at the Mother Lode on Santa Monica Boulevard and they call you a twink, you're in big trouble. Okay, that being said, Son of Batman.
Son of Batman. Oh, the animated movie.
It's the animated movie.
Yeah. Little twink.
Yes. Okay, gotcha. A little twink.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah.
That's my favorite
one. I'm pretty sure I know a pimp named Little Twink.
Yo, Little Twink. What's up, man?
Hey, Little Twink. L-I-L. Little Twink. The Dark Knight.
Okay, The Dark Knight. There's no Batman.
Black. Twink.
Ooh, that's...
What are these?
That's another good one.
That throws me off because there's Dark Knight doesn't have Batman in the title, but yet still, there's Twink still there.
Yeah.
But they would know.
So once again, as we see it here... Mm-hmm. Batman Returns, mm-hmm. Twink displayed their prowess. Batman and Robin. For Twink, Ice Devil. Mm-hmm. It's actually for the letter, a number. Son of Batman, Lil Twink, not to be confused with Lil Wayne. The Dark Knight, Black, Twink.
Oh, I see someone come to me like, "Hey man, you know Twink?" I'm like, "Yeah." What Twink are you talking about? Little Twink or Black Twink? Black Twink. Right. You got that
don't
money?
Think I can answer.
I'm gonna start. I'm gonna say for Twink, Ice Devil is fake.
I'm just saying they're all fake.
Nah, I think it's too good to not be real. Well, I think it's real.
I mean, for Twink, Ice Devil, you're saying is fake.
Yeah,
okay. I'm saying. Little
but remember,
Twink.
Freeze is in that. Mr. Freeze. Mm. And you know what the Chinese call.
That means you got all this explanation you're getting means I think you won.
Here's my thing. I think Little Twink and Black Twink are so cool that I just think they're real.
It's Black Twink.
That's just me. I'm like, yo, what up, Little Twink?
Yeah.
Do you realize you can't win because we have four people? And I'm just going to pressure everyone to all pick different ones.
And they won't pull.
Sorry,
won't go
I got to go Little Twink.
Really?
Yeah, I'm with you, sir.
No, because now he can win.
I'm going for the win, and I think that's the win.
Okay.
Fine.
Sass Engineer.
God.
God speaking here.
Godfrey Jones.
What the first one. Do I have that typed in right?
Twink displayed their prowess, yeah.
I think that's wrong, because that's grammatically wrong.
Okay.
I mean, look,
they're not the best.
I almost went with that one, man.
What do you think, sir?
If we're all wrong. He already took one. I said Little Twink.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Well,
which means
if we all
got it wrong and we had four people to do this, I'm going to be so mad.
You got to go for the win, man.
So for the first time in his life, God is wrong. He's wrong.
So mere.
Batman displayed their prowess. I don't know what that means, but that's exactly what it said.
Well, he did display it on Catwoman. So it's between me and Sarah and Ace. Did one of us win?
Ace, you are wrong.
I'm wrong.
Yes.
Now it's between you and me and Sarah.
Little Twink is the fake one.
Yes.
I wish it was real.
Yeah.
See? I wish it was real too. That's why I was like, that's gotta be real.
Well done, you guys are back.
We got this.
We got this. Awesome.
All right. So
hey, what are you doing this week? I'm gonna see a double feature, Little Twink and Black Twink. Not bad.
You can see the Twink series.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Let's move on to our list as JTE has already announced.
Yeah.
To you know, I forgot about
it says Ben Affleck, because that was last week, so I forgot to change the title.
We have changed it. It is the top 5 grossing movies of Mr. Jeremy Irons.
He's fantastic,
buddy.
By the way.
He's never done a bad movie except for Dungeons and Dragons.
What
really? Trivia, what about number 4 on this list?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I think that's the one I was thinking of. Sorry.
Okay.
That trivia. Also is about dragons.
Does anybody know what he won an Oscar for?
Yes.
No, I don't.
This is good. This is Schmodown stuff.
Hold on. I think it wasn't Lolita, the Stanley Kubrick
no,
movie.
No, it was not.
Hey, look, I have the
great
internet.
Movie.
Yeah. Great movie.
I would have never guessed this, I don't think.
Hold on. Give me 10 seconds. Ooh. Jeremy, he won as a supporting, I'm pretty sure.
Mm. No.
No,
it's he won for a leading.
I think it was...
I can give you a year.
Give me a year.
Was it
1991.
Oh, so it wasn't Amadeus.
That's the day I was born.
Oh, this is going to kill
really?
Me.
Yeah.
He won the Oscar on the day you were born?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
It's something very English.
Do you want me to tell you?
Give me another actor in a movie and see
don't
if I get
Mark Riley see this. It's going to pounce all over
him. No, he doesn't know this.
Yeah.
Let's see, what can I tell you?
Give me another actor in this movie.
Glenn Close.
Ooh.
Oh, it's not Remains of the Day, is it?
No.
No, but it does have an R in it.
I can't remember.
Rocky.
Reversal of Fortune.
Reversal of Fortune. I would never remember that.
That's why I said that's a very tough one. But he has been nominated like 27 times.
For Academy Awards?
No, for different things. Golden Globes. Meryl
Streep numbers.
Oh, so have I. I've been nominated
Golden
for 27
Globes,
things.
Golden Globes, Emmys, BAFTAs, lots of stuff. So
yeah, I mean, he's a talented guy.
Right. He has a ton of credits. My favorite's probably not on this list. It's because it's The Lion King.
Mm-hmm. But Lion King. Yeah.
Well, so, why is that on there here?
Yeah, why isn't that on
here? He must have been uncredited then.
He's doing voices. Scar.
Well, then
we're just not doing voices. We'll just leave voices out.
That's true. Yeah, voices are out.
Fine. All right.
Well, I will
unless
say,
it's Bruce Willis's voice, because then, then we're in.
Bruce Willis.
We can start with our list, which does start with Kingdom of Heaven.
I love this movie.
$64 million.
I just want to go on record and say, I love Kingdom of Heaven. Director's cut.
So this is why Lion King isn't on this because you just want to.
No, I didn't make this list.
No, I did. Well, Ridley Scott denounced this movie that when he came to theater, he goes, "You want to watch the real movie?
You watch the director's cut,
which could be the Zack Snyder thing."
I can't think of a movie in my life of watching movies that has improved as much as the director's cut did Kingdom of Heaven. When I saw Kingdom of Heaven, I thought it was mediocre.
That's a big deal.
When I watched it. And the director's cut at home, I said, my God, this thing could have been nominated for Best Picture. It was that much better.
Also on this list, maybe not his proudest achievement, Aragorn. It was a dragon movie based off a book series. Yeah. I read this whole book series.
Oh, did you really?
So
really?
I was not happy with
you
this
like dragons?
Movie.
She does like dragons.
She reads a lot of books.
I read a lot of
books. Yeah, Game of Thrones has dragons, and you're a Game of Thrones fan.
Uh-huh. Here's the deal.
That's my genre.
What were the guys in your neighborhood doing while you were in the house reading books? Like waiting outside your window? Like, what was going on?
No. What does that mean?
I think she was like a little girl.
Well, like, she's almost done with my book. She's on page like 234. It's three pages done. And she'll be out again.
Yeah, but I read that whole series, and very disappointing.
I think this movie came in a batch of crappy fantasy films that was launched by Lord of the Rings.
Made $79 million.
Yeah, which ain't bad, but it wasn't. I'm pretty sure they were hoping this would be a series.
Harry Potter, like it is a series.
It holds a dubious distinction.
Of what?
It's the last major film release ever to be released on VHS.
No way, really?
Yeah.
Wow. I did not know that.
Crazy.
Also, number three, Man in the Iron Mask, $105 million.
The only reason this movie made $105 million is because this was the film after Titanic.
Not just that.
And Leo just got
I got two initials.
What?
GD. Gerard Depardieu. That's the reason.
Yes.
It's the only reason.
Gerard Depardieu is...
the best.
Like... a David Lynch movie and a human being.
He is.
That's the only way I can describe
one him. Step below Sean Penn and one step higher than Ric Flair in real life.
Okay.
And he kind of looks like both. Yeah.
Number two on the list as of now is Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah, it'll be number one.
$170 million in about a day.
Yeah.
We already know this one. So moving up to number one, it goes to Die Hard with a Vengeance.
But this could have been number one. It could have been number one.
Die Hard, yeah.
No, but no Batman versus Superman. It did what it needed to do.
It could have been.
Well, you know, Christian Bale and Affleck met by accident in a costume warehouse.
That's right. He's been telling the story on the...
Yeah, and he's like, you know, Bale was like, just have a place to, you know, urinate. Make sure you could be able to urinate. Yeah.
Actually, I put a zipper on, he said.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And he did. No. And Affleck tried to buy the suit.
Jeremy that story, Irons by the way, has been like on all the talk shows. Like Ben Affleck's been telling it, like how he ran into Christian Bale. But what they don't know is Finstock was like one aisle over. And you actually heard it all.
I did.
You were there.
I provided him with a colostomy bag.
And when I called him and I was like, "You seen this thing about Christian Bale talking to like Ben Affleck?" You're like, "I was there. I was one row over."
Fine.
Well, that is our Jeremy Irons list. We will see much more from him because he's always working.
Also, real quick, Die Hard with a Vengeance. Can I just say? It's the second best Die Hard movie.
Okay. What's the first?
I think the first is Die Hard.
The first one, obviously.
Come on, obviously. I'm just like, he had to fill the shoes of Hans Gruber, and he became the closest out of anybody in the Die Hard series. And he was great.
You know what the crazy part about Simon it is? Says. The studio told the screenwriter, Jonathan Highley, or whatever his name is. He said to remove, you know, when he went to Harlem and wore that board that said, I hate do-do-do's. They said, we want this out.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'll take it to another studio. They're like, I guess we won't, don't want it out that much because they went.
Well, did it. Originally it was written as a screenplay called Simon Says.
That's correct.
A solo action movie that had nothing to do with Die Hard, and they liked the script so much they were like, "We want to make it our Die Hard. Let's just rewrite it to be a Die Hard movie."
So kind of how they did with Cloverfield. They're like, "I like this movie so much, let's put it into our franchise." Yes,
it was supposed to. It was supposed to be a Lethal Weapon.
No, Joel, wait,
Silver,
really?
Joel Silver wanted Die Hard
that 3 great.
As Lethal Weapon.
Oh, that would have been fantastic.
Like,
that's why Samuel Jackson's in there.
Exactly.
Mind blown.
I kind of wish.
All
that
right,
was
we do. Let's get into some upcoming films. As we've said before, there's nothing, nothing too much to get like excited about.
Yeah,
but we can throw it out there. God's Not Dead 2.
Mm-hmm.
is coming out.
Which is interesting because the Batman v Superman. The sequel, Justice League, is called Justice League, God Not Dead.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the return of Superman.
Interesting. Well, I made that up. It's a PG movie. This God's Not Dead 2 is PG.
Is it?
I guess.
Isn't all Jesus movies PG?
After answering students' questions about
maybe
Jesus.
God,
why is this PG? it's like about junior high school teacher played by Melissa Joan Hart faces an epic court case that could end her career.
You gonna be online with that?
I'm not. I have so many more movies to catch up with. This is not on the top of my list.
God's Not Dead 2.
Yeah. Because I don't.
I didn't think they used numerals in Jesus movies.
I thought this was a very interesting title.
I expect
like a comedy or like something like God's Not Dead 2.
It does.
What?
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh God, you devil. And then it's like Gods of Egypt. And now it's like God's Not
it
Dead
It is a 2. Very interesting title. God's Not Dead 2, Dawn of Justice.
Maybe.
Yeah.
The 2 is not normally for this genre. It's very strange.
Yeah, well, Jesus had two parents. You know.
Okay. Well, so Meet the Blacks is also coming out.
I've seen this trailer so much recently.
Mike Tyson's in it.
Yeah, he is.
What's this about?
This is a spoof version of The Purge. It's about a black family. Mike, played by Mike Epps and his family. They go to a white neighborhood.
Yeah.
And then the purge happens.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, hell no. Basically, it's like very much like urban kind of comedy, which is
totally taken from.
Totally, yeah. Purge. It's very much like don't drink your juice while, you know, in the hood. Whatever that movie,
Wait a minute.
That's a great movie, though.
Nothing could be like that. That is the best spoof movie of all time.
That's true.
It's Naked Guns. It's the best.
Don't be mad at South Central while drinking your juice in the head.
It is the best.
Yeah, it's great. I don't think this is going to be very good. The trailers seem really... It's a very low production movie. Like, it does not look very good. It might have some cheap laughs in there. There's a couple things in the trailer. I was like, okay, you're going... It's kind of... Yeah, it's...
Are they
going
to play, like, Meet the Parents, too? Are they going to do the Meet the Parents stuff because they can meet the blacks?
No, I don't know. I don't think so. It's literally just The Purge.
It's The Purge.
Why don't they call it The Burge?
Like,
no. I don't know.
Well, also coming out is Miles Ahead, which is in the 1970s, down-and-out jazz trumpeter Miles Davis, played by Don Cheadle, tries to recover his new session tape from music producers. It's also directed by Don Cheadle. So.
Wait, he's getting back his tapes from the session guys?
I think so. Or from music producers.
Watch what Dirk Diggler and, Reed Rothschild did.
Oh.
When Robert Downey Jr. Sr. was holding their tapes with the magic on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's when Dirk went crazy.
Is this movie rated R?
Rated R. Rated R.
Miles Davis was a legendary stick man.
Oh.
Like, huge.
Oh, Pipetown, USA.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Will Chamberlain numbers.
Yeah. We also have on this list Everybody Wants Some, and I do not know what this movie
is.
Wait to
see this
so
movie.
I don't think everyone
it's
wants
it's getting back to his roots.
It's a spiritual sequel to Dazed and Confused.
Yes, in the 80s.
Oh,
takes place
that
in the 80s.
Movie?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not
Sarah
know
just
that this is the time.
In the 80s.
Yeah.
This one was already shown in South by Southwest.
Yeah,
right?
A lot of our friends
but
saw it.
I'm confused on how many theaters it's opening in.
Probably very
limited. It's definitely going to be limited.
Yeah.
No.
But I'm excited to see it because I like Dazed and Confused. Who doesn't like
Absolutely.
That movie? Speaking
of
Batfleck.
He needs to get back to where he needs to be.
Did you like Boyhood?
It's okay. I like Dazed and Confused, though.
Yeah, Dazed and Confused is fantastic.
Crazy part about it is this title is... That's the welcome mat by my in my house when you front door. Yeah, everybody wants them.
Okay, we have very few minutes left, guys, so we are going to throw out some predictions. I don't have when Everybody Wants Some expansion. I know that they're coming out March 30th.
Can you say that again?
We got distracted by someone bleeping in for a second.
Yeah, we got time to take a few calls.
But we do have to do predictions before calls. That's typically the way we work.
Unless it's Boss Turner and you're just listening to him because he's always
I was saying that on March 30th, so 3 days, we do have Everybody Wants Some coming out in 19 theaters. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try and I don't know if I can find its wide release that fast.
It's going to take a while. It might be a slow release.
Really good shot.
At Batman v Superman being number one?
At probably seeing the same top five again.
No.
What's going to beat it?
God's Not Dead.
He's going to jump in there.
Dead's going to get
it. Yeah, but they already have one Jesus movie there.
Yeah.
You can't do double but Jesus this one movies.
The only way you could top Miracles in Heaven in a movie Christian movie title is you put God
That's
in the title.
True. That is true.
God's Miracles.
Does Kirk Cameron
really
have anything
need.
To do with any of these movies? He's the best.
Who's going first? Me as usual?
Yeah.
All right, let's go Batman v Superman. I'm real curious to see how much this drops. Usually when it's that big of opening, it drops around 60. Mm-hmm. But who knows? With reviews being so bad, it could be worse. But I don't think so. I think it's going to drop around 60%. Number two, I'm going to stick with Zootopia because Zootopia to me is just the only thing out there for kids.
Sure.
Number three, this is where it gets tricky. I think My Big Fat Greek Wedding, I think everyone at Wants That Movie saw it this past weekend.
Yes.
So I think it's dropping off, and I'm going to go ahead and give it to God's Not Dead 2.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then right underneath that, I'll go My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Then I'll go Miracles from Heaven.
You got two Jesus movies.
I got two
in the top
Jesus
five?
It's Easter weekend. They're still going to be feeling it.
That is true.
Nothing else here. None of these other movies are going to make the top five.
All right.
I mean,
Tom, let's go.
It's a tough weekend.
Batman vs. Superman, obviously. I think it's going to be. You might see like 85 here. Maybe less.
Okay.
Maybe less.
Okay.
Zootopia, obviously.
Yes.
I'm going to go with My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2.
Really?
Yeah.
Over God. Okay.
You're not Greek, Sarah, are you? You have a little
I'm
Greek.
I'm not Greek.
Are you sure?
I'm not Greek. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
Neither am I. I don't want to put two Jesus movies in the top five.
Well, you got to pick one.
You know, I'm going to go with God's Dead 2, whatever.
Stop stealing my list.
And, I'm going to go with... I think God's Dead, whatever God's Not Dead 2, is going to take away from Miracles in Heaven. I'm going to go with 5 Divergent.
Cool. I'll go next. I am the same as JT. Okay. Batman v Superman, Zootopia, God's Not Dead 2.
Okay, go numbers then.
Let's predict number one is going to be.
Number-wise.
How much it's going to make.
Number-wise.
Oh. I say 92.
I say 70.
Okay. Ooh, I like JT. I like that. I like 70. 80. Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, with numbers?
Mm-hmm.
All right, do you have the same list as us?
Well, my list is closer to Tom's, but I was thinking
what do you
about...
mean closer? Is it on or not?
No. If it's the same, it's fine.
I was debating just trying to be different and throwing me lax at number five, just because, that's boring to keep everything the same.
Well, we could always pick the numbers.
Okay, we'll pick a number. Fine.
I had Batman Superman about roughly 82.
95.
No way.
We'll see.
Okay.
I think we might be all doing too much. I could do like 60.
It could do
I
doubt it. Nothing.
No.
No.
We'll find out.
We'll find out.
It's possible.
All right. Let's get some callers in here.
Yeah. We got a lot of time to take calls. You guys are watching. I don't have the number, so unfortunately I can't tell you what the number is. But our engineer's going to write it for us right now. So if you're watching right now.
424.
Where's Roxy?
256. 1633.
That's right.
424-256-1633.
We have to thank Roxy for coming in.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Hey, we got a caller. Who do we got?
It's Boss Turner.
Yes.
It better be. What's up, Boss?
Yeah.
What'd you think about Batman v Superman? I need to know your thoughts on the movie.
I didn't see it. I think I'm going to go see it on Tuesday. My sister convinced me to go see it.
Oh, snap. You weren't even going to see it?
Yeah, I want to go see it, check it out, see how it is and stuff.
What'd you watch this weekend? And did you go to movies?
No, I didn't see anything this weekend. Waiting for next week when Hardcore Henry comes out.
That's true. He's looking for Hardcore Henry. Yeah,
that's true. That's 2 weeks from now.
Yeah,
I can't wait to see that. Oh, I got a question to ask. Next year, on February 10th, 2017, we got 50 Shades Dark and a Lego movie open on the same day. Which movie going to be number one at the box office that weekend?
Wait, 50 Shades? What's the other one?
called the Lego Batman movie.
Oh, Lego Batman. Ooh. Hands down, Lego Batman, because the word of mouth on Fifty Shades of Grey was not good.
You know what? That's a great question, boss.
it is good.
I mean, it's just...
Lego, more people. You've got
unbelievable stuff.
I'll let you guys know how Batman v Superman is for me.
Yeah, we want to know that. Because we were really anticipating your review on it. But
Yeah, it's all good.
We love you.
All right, thanks for calling, buddy.
I would probably say that... I don't know, 50 Shades...
Dude, 50 Shades... Here's the deal.
Wider pull for a Lego movie.
Yeah, 50 Shades opened strong because it was the first movie and had all that heat behind the book.
Yeah.
Does anyone even care about the sequel book?
Yeah. I mean, not just that, but the fact that Lego movie is one of the biggest snubs at the Oscars ever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's one of the one of my favorite animated movies that I've seen in recent memory.
And by the end of what that movie did, it expanded its audience as it went. Mm-hmm. And I think that you have more intrigue going into that. There's going to be more positive nature. Like, that started as a kid movie and became something adults just saw, and now you have that going into this.
And you're taking the best thing about that movie, and it's not like Minions. I think they're not gonna, just
Lego ruin Batman. It.
All right, I think we have another caller on the line.
As they call it in the Middle Kingdom, Lego Twink.
Yes. hey, welcome to the Box Office Breakdown. Who do we got?
Hey, this is Chris Osterman.
Yes.
Hey,
what's
Chris.
Up, Chris? Man.
Yes. What's up, dude? Long time no see. We're talking.
Hello. I know. I haven't called in a little while. I didn't expect to get a call in, so I don't know what to say.
Well, First of all...
Boss Turner has like 7 different phone lines, and he calls from every single one of them at the same time. He's the best.
I wouldn't be surprised. He is the boss.
So yeah, he is the boss. He actually named the movie with Melissa McCarthy coming out next week, The Boss, and it's actually for Boss Turner. They don't show him in the trailer, but he'll be in it.
Hey, first of all, Chris, I know you saw Batman v Superman. Tell us your thoughts.
Yes. I don't know what they were thinking. I walked out of that theater just... with my hand on my face, just like, what in the world? And I'm a huge DC fan. Okay. I was literally like so disappointed. And I went in with lowered expectations because I had seen
the reviews,
the ratings and the reviews, and I was like, I was still hopeful going in. I was like, well, it might not be as great as I wanted it to be, but I still thought I would enjoy it. And I was bored out of my mind. I just thought I was schlocky and just stupid. I don't know. I really was disappointed.
Sorry to hear that, man, but you're not the only one. You know, it's the criticism of this movie is all over the place.
It
is it dry? Is it boring in spots? I mean, what
I was
is
never
the deal?
That's it's so funny to hear you say you're bored, Chris, because I was never bored because there's so much going on. My mind was always racing to keep
Maybe
up with what was happening.
Maybe it's one of those things where it's so much that it goes
numb. You become tone deaf on it. Yeah,
that's the thing. It was a mess.
Yeah,
but I had fun. So
you had a question, Chris?
I wasn't invested in any of it, so I mean, I was paying attention. Like, I guess I wasn't bored, but I was just like uninterested. Like, I just wasn't into the characters. I didn't have much weight to it at all.
Do you think the hype around it, you know, and you go in with such high expectations, and then you watch and you're just like, ugh, you know? Because I mean, I do. If I go into a movie with low expectations and it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's better than I think it would be.
You know,
of course.
That's you're going super high, and you're like, "This better be good."
No, but he went in with low expectations.
Yeah,
he said that.
I know that's the crazy part about it.
Yeah, interesting. Do you have any questions, Chris?
Yeah, I guess I was going to ask. Do you all think that just the negative reviews? I mean, I definitely think that it will affect the box office as far as next weekend in this upcoming week. But as far as DC. In its cinematic universe with like Suicide Squad and Wonder Woman, and especially the Justice League movie that Zack Snyder's doing, how do you think this is going to affect the further or the box office for the further DC cinematic universe?
That's a good question.
I think they're still going to do well just because as much as the reviews are for this, we've had so many Batmans and Supermans. There's just also a new component to these other ones that are coming out. Like, Wonder Woman has been something that so many different like media outlets and mediums had tried to push. And I think people want it to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I know I do. And also the same with, like, Suicide Squad. Like, that's part of a new entity. Yeah. For this... people are going to see it no matter what because you have these such strong characters and whatnot. But we've also seen so much of them for so long.
Yeah.
There's the DC has more to offer.
Yeah,
so I don't think it's going to really, really hurt it.
Not just that, but to add that Suicide Squad looks so different than Batman versus Superman.
Although it still does look dark.
It looks dark, but it looks dark with like a fun vibe.
It has it's like Deadpool. I mean, they got clowny looking characters in it, and
Joker.
Yeah, and what's her name, the Margot Robbie character, and things like that.
Well, here's the deal for me. I think Wonder Woman movie is gonna do fine because most people that seen this movie, even if they don't like it, they liked Wonder Woman.
Yep.
You got Suicide Squad. You got Joker. I don't care what your movie looks like. You have a new Joker in it. You're guaranteed a hit.
A superhero movie comes out. People are going to see it, regardless of what it is.
What I'll be worried about is when they get to Aquaman and Cyborg, because
Cyborg is in 2020.
But he's such that's Green Lantern Corps.
Oh yeah, 2019 then, right?
Yeah, 2019, 2018. So for me, like Aquaman, he has a little bit of, when you talk about Aquaman, most people talk about him, the general public, as kind of a joke. Mm-hmm. So
how do you feel about that Aquaman?
Casting? The cameo? The reveal is okay. The thing is, for me, is
it wasn't good.
For me, those, like I said, Cyborg and Aquaman, those are a little bit harder sells. Like, those are the ones I'm a little more worried about. They really need to do them good in Justice League in order to get those
movies
off.
Is that how you felt about, like, Ant-Man?
What do you mean, as far as,
like, being a harder sell?
No, because Marvel had my trust by then.
Okay. Yeah,
but at that point, Marvel was like, they haven't done much.
Look at Jason Momoa, though. It's dark. Like, he's just a dark character.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, I would have watched the Entourage Aquaman quicker than I would have watched the other one.
We could probably talk about this for long, we have to start wrapping up. Obviously, we do. Popcorn Talk Network also has a ton of shows on DC, on Marvel, so check those out. Roxy Stryer was with us earlier today. She does DC Movie News.
Well, she's a big star now. Like, Roxy's a huge star.
That's why she could only be in here for like 5 minutes. She's a busy, busy girl.
You kidding? She's house and ham out there.
But we're so happy, obviously, to have all of you guys listen to us and to send us your comments and to call in. Thank you, all of our callers. And we will be back next week. I'm sure we'll have more things to say about Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah.
And we'll see how these other movies try and stack up. Everyone want to give their Twitters or where people can find you?
Yeah. You can find me on Twitter at Squad Leader Ace.
And you catch me, AshMelsJT, and I'm going to use this again to plug my brand new YouTube channel. I have 3 videos right now. All Batman v Superman, discussion with Chris Stuckman, a review with Superhero News Guys, and I just released a spoiler review yesterday with this guy where we talked for 38 minutes.
We did.
Just on the plots and the spoiler, and I just want to thank everyone that's watched and subscribed so far. I love reading the comments, and me and this guy got a new show coming out. It's going to be What the Fuck?
Yeah,
trailer reactions.
I don't think you can see that.
Oh, can we not? I'm sorry. WTF.
Gosh. Whiskey Fox.
Sorry.
WTF trailers.
All right. Thank you all.
What about me? I don't get anything.
Nothing.
I'm Bob Finstock. And also, what's going to also show up on JT's YouTube channel is me and Sarah on the beach playing Connect 4. Connect 4. I love that game.
Okay. That's fine. And I'm at Sarah_Stratton. Please tune in, subscribe, comment, all those things.
Poof.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.